Marlowe, Very Low Energy Mueller Failed to Get the Bad Orange Man. By Robert Krajicek on July 29, 2019. Robert Mueller's congressional testimony amounted to a total disaster for Democrats, given the former FBI director's failure to get the bad orange man, said Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe in an interview last Friday with the Epoch Times editor-in-chief Jasper Fackert. I thought it was pretty embarrassing for Adam Schiff, Pencil Neck Schiff, and the resistance, said Marlowe of Mueller's testimony. Democrats really ramped up the lead-up to Mueller's testimony, added Marlowe, framing it as the day that, finally, after all this time, they're going to get the bad orange man, and they're going to put him on the road to impeachment. Watch. Marlowe added. You could see that the media had already written op-eds declaring that it's now time for impeachment. Hollywood was ready to go, firing out angry tweets, demanding that the president get impeachment based off of obstruction of justice. But remember, obstruction of justice was an afterthought behind Russian collusion, which was the whole point of the Mueller probe to begin with. Marlowe evaluated Mueller's conduct as low energy. When Robert Mueller showed up, very low energy, and he refused to answer, I think it was 150 questions. It seemed like he couldn't remember certain things, recalled Marlowe. He might not have even been fully briefed on his own report. It just seemed like a total disaster and another easy win for the president, who didn't even do anything. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz similarly assessed Mueller as disconnected from the very report colloquially bearing the latter's name. Look, he's 7 years younger than I am, but, boy, he seemed old. He just seemed old. I hate to be an ageist because I'm almost 81 years old, but he just seemed like he wasn't up to the task. And I wonder whether we should keep calling it the Mueller report or if we should just call it the staff report, because he didn't seem to be the guy in charge of writing it and supervising it, doing the hirings. It seemed almost like he was a figurehead whose name was being used, because he had so much credibility as former head of the FBI, former Marine, former U.S. attorney, all those good things. But did he really write this report? Did he really work on it and approve it all, or was it other staff members? We're heading into 2020, and even though the tech elite would like to slow us down, they've completely failed thus far. Last night, we were the number two most shared social website on Facebook, just behind Fox and just ahead of President Trump. And fourth was CNN, which is pretty hilarious. So we're doing great, and we're a top five site according to Amazon's Alexa.com. So only great things ahead for us, and we couldn't be more grateful for our wonderful audience and people. Asked to describe Breitbart News's approach to news, Marlowe contrasted Breitbart News's ideological and political transparency with faux pretenses of objectivity and neutrality from left-wing and Democrat-aligned competitors. We have an open worldview, which is sort of this America First conservatism, Marlowe stated. That is, we care about the people. I'm reluctant to use the word populist because people want to change that into something it's not. But we're much more focused on what interests the people than what interests the elite. We're nationalist. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with us thinking nation-states are a better way to govern the world than alternative supranational governance. Which is why we were so pro-Brexit, because we think the UK should be out of the EU. We have a London bureau. So it's not just my opinion as an American. We're great friends with Nigel Farage, Mr. Brexit himself. And we think that globalist experiments when unelected elites are governing people who have no say in the matter. It fails invariably, and that is the mindset of most of the democratic establishment here, and most of the European establishment, and we oppose that greatly. Marlowe concluded, unlike CNN and other places, we will admit our worldview, which is, we're sort of a center-right, pro-nation-state, America-first outlet, and people can judge us accordingly. We think that's the way to do it. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.